Part 1. How We Met and I Forgot My Boyfriend. I've always had a bit of a wandering eye. The critic in me is always looking for the next best thing. I blame it on my astrology. If I'm being honest, it's hard not to compare people. Especially with the social media conditioning these days. Tinder, you've made me so picky. So, I haven't been with my new guy for very long. It's only been about 6 months-ish. This one's been alright, though. He takes me out for nice meals, and we've made a few weekend trips to his cabin. He's got this thing for whipped cream in the bedroom, which I'm not really into, though. His interest in dirty outfits is a little bit goofy, but I don't really mind dressing up like a cartoon horse that much, I guess. It's a cute outfit. When we first started chatting, he had promised me a really good time in the bedroom, and I'm not gonna lie, I'm not super happy with the situation. At least he can eat pussy. It's mostly been about him and his dick, though, in a boring way. He started talking about marriage in that half-joking way already. I'm not impressed. I'm not fully checked out, but I'm not really checked in either. One thing I do like, though, is he's into some really unique styles of music, and it often ends up with going to performances at the theater. So he's had these tickets since before we got together, and he keeps talking about how this group plays large stadiums in South America, and they have an extensive back catalog, and they never come to our part of the world. This is probably true. We have shit for venues, so we kind of get shit for shows here. He's played me a few songs, and it's pretty music, in a dark way. It'd be good for like a rainy day, but otherwise it's not really my thing. I love a good show, though, and he showed me videos on YouTube. They look like a really good show. So, I'll set the scene for you. We're at the show, and it's during the opening act, which is a local group, when I realize I know that guy on the guitar. I used to go to school with him. That's fucking neat. I haven't seen him in a couple years, but, like, that's fucking exciting. I know that dude. I mention it to my boyfriend as soon as the intermission begins, but he doesn't really seem to care that much. Apparently, he went to junior high with that guy, and small world. Still, it would kind of be nice if he, like, acted like he cared, or, like, it was interesting, or, you know, I'm kind of grasping at straws for something to talk about, to be honest. I'm annoyed with him and his lack of interest in keeping up this conversation. He's not interested in what I'm talking about. So I leave to go to the bathroom, and then I go to pick up drinks. I figure if nothing else, I can drag my feet a bit and get back to him right before the show starts, and then I don't carry on a long, boring conversation I don't really have the energy for. I'm waiting my turn at the bar when I feel this gentle pressure on my arm. I almost ignore it. I'm assuming somebody's trying to push into me to order a drink. There's more than enough room at the bar, though. They don't need to be pressed right up against me. What's their issue? Do I need to move? I glance at them quickly, a bit bothered. Are they trying to cut in line? The line of, like, me and no one else? I feel like a fucking idiot when I realize it's my friend from school, and I can't help but laugh at my own reaction. And I offer to buy him a drink, slipping him the drink that I had technically ordered for my boyfriend. But how will he ever know? We spend a bit of time catching up, and I order another round as we chat. What else has he been up to? Oh, I'm not super busy these days. Blah, blah, giggle, touchy touch. Oh, for sure, let's go for dinner sometime. I would love that. It's a nice quick catch-up. I need to order another drink, though, and get back to my seat before the show starts. Show. The show's already started. I have to wait for an intermission to get back to my seat. That was a dumb move on my part. Kind of like a date-ruining move. But, like, he could have come to find me, right? I'm stirring my drink, trying to decide what I should do next, besides maybe texting an explanation, and I move to go stand by the door so I can hear the music playing while I play on my phone. I'm taking my time getting to the text message. He didn't message me. Clearly things are vibing really strong on both sides tonight. The music is nice, though. Too bad I'm missing the show. I'm halfway through putting together a plan to maybe just leave. I know there's some nice bars around here that I could have a nice quiet end of my evening. I could listen to the music in the comfort of my own home. But would that be rude? Probably. I sigh and cringe when I glance at my phone's charge level. I'm not even going to have my phone to entertain me soon, let alone order an Uber. I guess I have to wait for my ride home. Fuck. It's not long before I notice this guy who's pacing the lobby, looking kind of annoyed, perhaps. He's not happy. I can't help but notice him, though. I'm not very subtle in how I'm watching him as he goes to talk to the bartender, and then he turns to approach the door that I'm waiting by, and I can't help but notice the way he's moving. Confident, perhaps? He's dressed really sharp, and I just don't really think he's from around here. He's got an easy smile when he's talking to the bartender, and he learns for himself that, nope, you can sit down when the intermission comes. I can't help but notice he's still polite, despite his clear annoyance, though. There's a bit of an intense aura, though. His vibe says that he's all about his business, which is intriguing. Girl, you were here with somebody else. Focus. It's really hard to focus when he's walking straight towards me. Okay, well, not straight towards me, but like to the other side of the door, clearly with the same idea that I have. At least the music is pretty clear standing this close to the door. I don't really have my phone to distract me, and I've had enough drinks to forget how to be polite. My eyes are working over him, making small notes in my mind about how he's got nice shoes, and his outfit is crisp and a bit too upscale for the local scene. His haircut looks fresh, and he's at least a foot taller than me. He had a bit of an accent from what I heard when he was talking to the bartender. I bite my lip to keep myself quiet, and I pretend to look at my phone. My very dead phone. I have side eyes on you now. You're on your own phone, probably texting whoever you're with, letting them know what happened, maybe. Your forehead is wrinkled in an annoyed kind of way, and you let out a sigh as you lean against the wall to wait. I let my eyes continue their travels, pausing on your lips and your hands on your phone, noting your form. It takes a moment for you to notice me openly watching you. I'm so subtle sometimes, just like a brick through a window. I can faintly smell your cologne, and I want to strike up a conversation, but I'm feeling a little bit tongue-tied and intimidated. You're clearly not from around here. You glance up, and I do that dumb thing where when a person looks away too slowly after getting caught, and I can hear you smirk at me. Did you miss the seating call too? I have to let out a slow breath to calm myself, and then I meet your eyes with an embarrassed smile. Yeah. Oops. I let out a laugh and shrug in a dismissive way. There's not much I can do about it, you know? That sucks. They're a great performance. I was so excited to catch them. You trail off, and then you let out an annoyed huff. Oh yeah? I'm sure the intermission won't be too long off. I trail off and give you a sympathetic smile. Big fan? I guess you could say that. You let out a laugh, and then you continue. I was in town for a business thing, and I was so excited to catch them in a different venue. Fuck me, right? If you have the time, sure. The words are out of my mouth before I can even stop myself, and I catch your eye, and I see a flicker of something heated. I have to laugh to distract myself from the words and save it. I mean, if you have time to catch the show. The show! I have to laugh again and point at my head. I've had a few drinks. Sorry, I didn't... You laugh and shake your head, waving your hand to cut me off. I heard Canadian girls were friendly, but wow, what an offer. You get this mischievous, easy smile as you slip your phone into your pocket, and then you're offering your hand out to me to shake, telling me your name. Nice to meet you. You chuckle, and I feel my loins respond to it, aching at the sound. I let my hand slip into yours, and we shake, pausing to pull apart. You holding my hand in yours, an amused smile, and you are... I'm distracted by the electricity. My eyes are locked on our hands. I kind of wonder if it's just me. Sometimes it's just me. Then I remember I'm supposed to be answering a question, and I realize how stupid I must look, and I have to laugh, embarrassed as I meet your eyes again, trying to play it cool and buy myself a moment to get my brain straight. Sorry, I'm bits. Fuck, I am off my game tonight. It's so nice to meet you. I laugh in an apologetic way and slip the dead phone into my pocket, giving you my full attention. Yep, you're pretty fine up close too. Maybe even more so. Your vibe is still really electrifying. It's putting me on edge. We're close enough that I can feel your body heat and smell you. It's fucking intoxicating. I fight to keep my head clear and innocent as we get to chatting. I find out you're in town for the week for work, blah, blah, words, questions, talking. The electricity isn't just me. I can feel your eyes working over me as we get to know one another, and I can feel the tension build up in that weird way. You tell me a bit about the music group, and I offer to buy you a drink, which you accept. We move to the bar to wait for intermission, and I offer to maybe show you around the city a bit, if you have time, maybe. Your smile's a little too excited at that offer. I have to bite my lip to ignore the shiver that works its way through my body as we talk, and I am so delighted by how easy it is. When we go to swap numbers, I'm reminded that my phone is dead, and I cringe in an apologetic way, pulling out a business card out of a hidden place. I don't want you to think I'm giving you a fake number. You hand me your business card back in return, and we agree to link up the next day or two when you have a free afternoon. As we shake again and pull away from one another to meet our respective parties. Oh yeah, I'm here with my boyfriend. You call out to me from across the lobby. Hey, don't forget to call, okay? I can't help but blush a little bit and nod back. Oh, don't worry, I will. I watch you from across the lobby as you head in, fighting the crowd that's coming out for the intermission drinks, and then you're gone. I put my attention back to getting to my own seat, waiting for the crowd to slow a bit before going in. Then I find my boyfriend, who laughs at me for missing the first portion of the performance. Joke's on him. I didn't bring him a drink. So he leaves me to go get his own, and he's probably a bit annoyed with me, but I'm too distracted in my own thoughts to really notice. I spend the rest of the concert thinking about places to take you, wondering what might excite you the most. I make up an excuse to go home alone after the concert, and it takes me a moment before I finally get my phone on the charger. When it lights up, I can see messages start to pour in. A couple friends are checking in, my boyfriend's letting me know that we need to talk, and, delightfully, a message reminding me that you would be really interested in seeing the city a bit, smiley face, how does Thursday sound? Sounds too far away for me, but I can be patient, and I play it cool while we set up our plans. We end up texting a bit later than is probably appropriate, considering you have a work conference to attend to tomorrow, but it's an easy conversation that gets flirty quickly. I end my night playing with myself as I think about how you smelt and the easy way you laughed at my jokes. I'm really excited to know more about you. I come thinking about how badly I want to press myself against you, and it's sweet if it's not really enough to fully satisfy me. Our date on Thursday feels like a success when it ends with you pulling me close to kiss me in a deep, hungry, animalistic way. When you finally let me go, I'm breathless and fully lost in my lust and how badly I want to pull your shirt off of you so my mouth can wander lower than your lips. Fuck, you taste like I want more. And we get lost in each other's mouths for a moment on the sidewalk before you pull away, reluctant, admitting you have to get up early tomorrow for the last day of your business conference. The next part comes as a bit of a surprise to me, though, when you ask if I would be okay with you pushing your flight back so we could maybe spend a few days together. You want to see more of the city, and you thought it might be nice to hit up a local brewery that's pretty well known, too, if I might have the time. No pressure, of course. It's a weird question to ask after a few drinks and one date. You would understand if it doesn't work out, but... You trail off with that mischievous, lazy smile. You know I have a boyfriend. I've mentioned him once or twice now. It takes me about half a second to decide to call in work, and then another half of a second to call into the boyfriend with a massive pile of work that just can't wait. Casually, I agree. I'm sure I can clear my schedule. Can I get back to you tomorrow morning, though? The next morning, I wake up 20 minutes before my alarm goes off, and I grab my phone to text you yes the minute I roll over. We don't make it to the brewery. We don't even really see much of the city. We start our Friday meeting up to get a late breakfast, and you tell me a little bit about your work, and we get to talking industry bullshit. We work in adjacent fields, how curious. We take our time enjoying the conversation. At one point, you comment offhandedly that you're pretty tired from the week of rubbing shoulders. I don't really say anything, but I wonder how long of a day we're going to have, and I hope it doesn't mean that you want to wrap up early. As we finish our breakfast, you ask if I would be okay with popping up to your room quick. You have to send off a quick work email quick. Shouldn't take too long. It's okay if I want to meet up after, too. I don't know how I missed the devious glint in your eye when you asked. I guess I was too distracted by my own dumb pussy to notice. I follow you up to your room. Easy. I'm infatuated. I would follow you into the middle of a busy street right now, to be completely honest. There's no email, obviously. But you act like it when we get in the room, and then you're clicking on your computer for a moment. You're staying in one of the fanciest hotels in the city, and I'm kind of delighted to just look around a bit while you're busy. My phone chirps and I open to check what the alert is about, and it's at that point that you move behind me. I'm distracted by the text from my boyfriend, which is fairly long and starts with, "I'm sorry." So I'm not paying close enough attention to you, and I jump when I feel your hands on my waist gripping me firmly. I feel your heat on my back then, and I feel my pussy turn on in earnest, aching painfully and feeling drippy. Your breath is gentle on the back of my neck, and I feel you squeeze my waist, flexing your fingers on me. I freeze, my eyes on my phone screen, but not really focused on seeing any part of it. I'm in my head running scenarios, but my mind goes blank when you step half a step closer to me, and I can feel you barely against my back. Boyfriend, huh? Your voice is low and amused as you let one hand move around my waist to press my ass against your hips, and I can feel your cock against the small of my back. Yeah? I'm a bit unsure what I should do, and then I feel your lips on the back of my neck. My breathing is slowing and becoming deeper as I try to keep myself under control, but I feel my pulse jump and my pussy squeezes, demanding I feel it right now. I let out a small gasp when I feel your teeth on me, biting, firm, and then your hands are on my tits, pulling me back against your chest, and I'm closing my eyes to give in to you, moaning at your touch. I can feel you tugging at my top as your mouth works over my neck and my shoulders. Your hands are slipping under the thin fabric to grab my tits, and you squeeze them hard. I gasp then, and I realize I'm panting. Your voice is low in my ear, asking, "Are you sure? Won't your boyfriend be upset?" And then you're tugging at my earlobe with your teeth, and I'm moaning out, "Fuck him." I consider this in my head for just a short moment, and then your fingers are twisting my nipples, and you're biting that spot on my neck that makes me melt, and I moan out a longer, "Oh, fuck me." And then I reach back to pull your head harder into my neck. I let you have your way with me like that. I can feel the bites on my neck, and I wonder if you're leaving any marks. Then I realize I don't really give a single fuck about it. I melt into you, grinding my ass on your cock as you play with my tits. My hands are reaching back to tug at your pants, pulling you closer to me. Your voice is a bit condescending, but excited in my ear then. Yeah, I knew you'd be an easy slut. I let out a whine at the comment. I'm sure as fuck not easy. I turn then in your arms to face you, and I'm immediately trapped in your eyes as you give me an amused smile. See? Easy. Then your mouth is on mine, and you're pushing me back against the wall, kissing me hard and deep and aggressive. Your hands are on either side of my face, holding me to you, and I'm returning the favor, my tongue working against yours, and I let out a small growl as I bite at your lower lip, grinding my hips on yours. The height difference making it a little awkward. You're pulling me off the wall and against you then, and my tits are pressed hard against your chest, and your left hand moves up to grab the swell of my back, pulling me tight, and I can feel your cock along my stomach, trapped between us. I realize then, it's bigger than my boyfriend's. My panties can't get any wetter, and I let my hand rub up and down your shaft as you possess my mouth with yours, growling for more. You push me away then and undo your pants and pull out your shirt before tugging me back to you, tongues locked. I can push your pants off now, and I include your underwear in that too as I finally break the kiss to drop to my knees. Your cock is hard and hot in my hand, and I take only a short moment to appreciate how fucking beautiful it is before I wrap my lips around it, sucking at the head and then deeper, driven by this dumb lust and this eager need to taste you. It doesn't take long for me to taste your pre-cum, and I let out a whimper as I shift to really commit myself to sucking you dry. You taste way better than, well, anyone, if I think really hard about it. And I love how my lips are stretched wide with your cock, even if it means that it's a bit of a struggle. I'm not even really thinking about what it's going to do to my pussy. I pull off of you then to tell you so, stroking you with my hand as I let my eyes lock on yours. You taste fucking amazing. I don't wait for your response before my eyes are back to focus on your cock. I stroke you a little bit longer, milking the pre-cum to your tip, and then I clean it off, moaning as it hits my tongue, taking my time to clean you up. I can feel your hands in my hair, and you let me have my way, and then you're changing gears to grip my head, fucking my throat hard and deep. I let out a moan of excitement around your cock. I haven't been throat-fucked in a moment. You pull me off pretty quickly, though, and you let out a husky command as you finish taking your shirt off. Get naked, slut. Sends an excited chill down my spine, and I comply as quickly as I can. As I stand up from dropping my panties, soaked and they sound like it when they hit the floor, your mouth is on mine again, and then we're lost in each other. When we finally part to catch our breath, you turn me around to bend me over the small writing table in the room. I have a little small squeal of excitement. I haven't encountered anyone quite that smooth before, and I give in to you as you get me into position and moan low and hard when I feel your fingers on my pussy exploring it. Does your boyfriend get you this wet? I answer instinctively, no. And then I'm immediately embarrassed by the question. I don't have a lot of time to think about it, though, because I feel your head press into my pussy and you grunt out, good, fuck him, before you slam into me. It's a marked difference from the earlier attention, and I let out a scream of surprise and pain as you try to bottom out in me. I'm excited, but I'm not quite ready for you to stretch me out like that. Your hands are on my back, holding me in position as you grunt behind me. My scream of pain turns into moans of pleasure as you work into me, though, and I can hear my wetness as you thrust in and out, grunting and grabbing at my hips, pulling me back hard on you, just as hard as you slam into me. I'm gasping out a stammered, yes, fuck me, fuck, so good, fuck me, fuck. And it turns into a ragged moan as I come on you, squeezing and shuddering at the intensity. I can feel my pussy gush a bit, and then you're fucking me even harder, and I let myself get lost in it. So good. So big. So, fuck me. You're ruining me. It's all interspersed between gasps and whines and moans, and I can hear you behind me, grunting. Yeah, fuck him. I'll fuck you better, bitch. Just take it. Your hips are slamming into me savagely, and I can feel you stretching my ass cheeks apart to get a better view of your cock stretching me out. You're pressing my head down then, your hand hard on the side of my head, pinning me to the table as I scream out another orgasm. My phone goes off on the floor, and it's clearly my boyfriend, based on the picture on the screen. I moan out a, oh fuck off, and then you're slamming into me hard and then not at all as you pull out to come on the small of my back, grunting and rubbing it out of your cock into a massive puddle, some of it spraying up my back onto my shoulders. I'm panting and half undone on the table, and you step away to let me catch my breath. You sit down on the bed and give me a lazy, confident grin. I'm not done with you yet, slut. I can't help but give you a tired smile back as I try to catch my breath. I'm not sure how I'm going to stand up without making a mess. And I suppose that's part of the reason why you put your load there, so you can watch it drip down my ass when I finally stand up. As I recover, though, I shiver and I wonder, what else do you have planned for me? Hi. I just wanted to say hello. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate that you made it to the end. I also want to tell you the tiniest of secrets. This is actually like the stripped down version of this story. There's actually like a tiny bit more available somewhere else on the internet. I'm sure you can find it. You seem smart. It's not like you have to hear that version. I'm just saying there's a lot more wet sounds and moaning. The hottest sex. Anyway, thank you so very, very much for listening to the end. I really hope you enjoyed yourself. There are two more parts to come. I guess a quick editor's note. I just want to thank the person that I originally wrote the story for, because they didn't have to let me make this into a bigger thing, but they did, and I really appreciate it. So, anyway, that's gross. It's like my cat making noises. What the fuck? Can you hear him? Okay, well, on that note, I hope you're having a great day, and we'll talk to you later. Okay, bye.